Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thanks for joining us at Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. We have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of industry experts, and today's topic is going to be solutions for saving your budget money through professional irrigation water management. And joining me today in the studio is Charlie Rackeson, who is the CEO of WaterLogic, the Vice President of Technology at WaterLogic, John O'Donnell, Client Relations Manager Kelly Aylesworth at WaterLogic, and as well as Leslie Keene, who is the Operations Director at WaterLogic. So we've got a WaterLogic heavy show today. Welcome, everybody.
Good to be here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So on a recent show we did, we talked about how we could conserve water on the insides of the multifamily properties in order to be able to save money, increase the NOI, and increase the property value. And it was pretty clear what could be done there. Irrigation is a totally different animal. And the irrigation system that is at properties, we were talking before the show, and you were explaining a little bit to me about how it's kind of unknown at many properties who's actually controlling that irrigation system. So I'm going to point this at John. John, what do you find when you look at multifamily properties to who's setting the irrigation system, when to come on, what days of the week, and so forth?
When sprinkler systems are set, many times it's done with somebody's best guess as far as what they should be setting it for before they come back to that property. So if they're checking that property, the irrigation crew, once a month, for example, they may have to go ahead and set it to what they think is going to be happening possibly a month from now. And with the way our weather has been changing and the roller coaster that we've been going through, you really need to make those settings or adjustments more often in order to optimize the amount of water that's being used.
So you just said something that I think our listeners need to clearly understand. You know, when you're talking about water conservation and water management on the inside of a property, it seems like that's pretty predictable. But when you're dealing with irrigation systems, you're dealing with the weather, which, as we all know by looking at the news and the weathermen on the news, they get it wrong at least half the time. So Leslie, what is it about the unpredictability of the weather that causes people to be able to waste water and thereby spend more money than they need to?
The unpredictability of the weather, and of course all of us that live in Houston, it changes on a daily, weekly, monthly basis all throughout the year. And with an irrigation system, if you are not having that system or have someone who is adjusting it looking at that weather daily, weekly, and monthly, you are missing those opportunities to have the system waste water, staying on when it shouldn't stay on, coming on when it shouldn't come on, and running unnecessarily.
And John, you had mentioned before we came to the studio, when we were explaining about weather and how it can affect. And I think a lot of people look at rainfall as the key indicator as to when you need to irrigate. I know it's more than that, and we'll get into that in a minute, but you kind of gave me an example about, I know we've had a lot of rain events in the last few years, but previous to that, Tropical Storm Allison, and the amount of annual rainfall we normally get in Houston compared to that year when we had Allison, what happened that year?
Well, that year was an interesting year. Our average rainfall is just under 50 inches of rainfall a year. And when Allison occurred, we actually had half a year's rainfall in one day. I mean, it 26 inches in one day was that rainfall event. So if you try to annualize and look back and say, you know, should we have watered very much that year? it skews the numbers because that really was a dry year.
Right.
If you look at what happened throughout the rest of the year, we were behind in our rainfall.
Okay. All right. So, Charlie, I want to ask you this question. As a CEO and founder of WaterLogic, irrigation management is something that most people don't think of. And your background originally was not in irrigation management. I know you have a rich history in the landscape industry. What was it that caused you to want to get into the irrigation management and to try and help property owners save money and save water?
Well, in my experience, Paul, in my early years as a landscape manager, I recognized the inefficiencies that were occurring on our properties in regard to the way that the irrigation was employed. And many times it may have been ill-designed, or many times the various technologies that were being employed had become antiquated, as I see even today. So many multifamily properties maybe have installed irrigation system at the beginning of their development. However, the same system is there. It hasn't been improved and hadn't been changed as a result of the newer and better and more efficient technology. So my recognition of the inefficiencies on these properties, the lack of appropriate distribution of the water, and the unhealthiness of their plant material, to be frank, caused me to investigate and to discover that there were some technologies available that could be employed to help improve the efficiency of the watering for the various landscapes throughout the country. And we all know that the budgets for the landscape development have really increased dramatically over the years. So it's even more important today to try to be as efficient as you can with the effectiveness of placing the water on your plant and tree material.
You know, I did a little research prior to the show, and in 2016, Circle of Blues annual survey said that the nation's average price of water has climbed 48% since 2010. When you look at those numbers and you think 48%, that's almost half in a short period of time, and in 6 years when the study was put out, that's pretty significant. And when you look at a multifamily property that has acres and acres of landscape that they have to water and keep thriving, that can add up to quite a bit of money. Now, you had told me that you founded WaterLogic 15 years ago when I'm sure water was not the top thing on people's mind because it was relatively inexpensive. And I think you used a saying about being a pioneer. What was that?
A pioneer, you're on the leading edge or the bleeding edge is what I would say at the time.
Well, you had indicated you felt like you were on the bleeding edge for a long period of time.
We had an issue about education. I mean, so many people, you know, Houston receives, as John had mentioned earlier, in many instances, lots and lots of rainfall. And so out of sight's out of mind. So the fact that we didn't have significant droughts or issues with enough water caused people to be complacent, I believe. And so it was an educational process to get people to understand the need and the benefits of the water management programs.
And you mentioned out of sight, out of mind. I think one thing that we need to make clear to our listeners who manage properties or have properties that they own is that the irrigation system runs at night. So many people don't even think about it during the day. It's only when they have a problem, a line breaks, you know, then they start thinking about their irrigation systems. And there's so much more that needs to go into that. I would also say that the fact that you indicated that the water rates were so low for a period of time. The Houston area didn't have a drought. It's always had plentiful rainfall until, I think it was 2011,
correct,
when we had a severe drought. And I think the city of Houston at that time, for a short period, had put in place some irrigation watering restrictions, which were lifted after the rainfall started to occur again. So those things, I think, as you said, contributed to the lack of enthusiasm, possibly, of people wanting to understand why it's important to do irrigation water management. We're going to talk a little bit for the rest of this segment, and then we're going to pick it up in the next segment after a break, about the technology that's available today. John, let's just concentrate on the old technology that everybody probably still has on their properties and how it functioned.
What we've done in the past, we were using pager technology. So we're all familiar with the pagers that doctors would have on their hips, but it was one-way communication. In other words, the signal went out, sending out the weather information to the controller, and the controller would then respond to that and change its days or how long it watered.
Well, let's go a little bit further back than that, but before the pager technology, because when you started the industry, because that was a long time ago, they didn't have pagers. So what do a lot of properties still have in the way of controls that predate the pager technology?
Predating that, it was just an automatic sprinkler system, and they had rain sensors that people would not maintain, and the rain sensor would be there to shut the system down if it had rained more than a quarter of an inch. It had no idea if it rained a quarter of an inch or if it had rained 50 some odd inches like we had in Harvey, but it would shut it down for a brief period of time. That was the technology that was being used, and it being an automatic system, like you said, going off in the middle of the night, people would not realize that they were watering even though there was plenty of moisture and plenty of water still in the soil.
Just to add to that, Paul, obviously most people are very familiar with the irrigation systems that were introduced years and years ago. And the basic situation was that you have a controller and it have a number of days that you can water and the times you can water. And they were just setting it to run 2 days a week or 3 days a week. I think John alluded to this earlier when he said it was just a best guess situation. So that was what most people and many and the majority of people probably still today employ that type of controller that has no, we call it a dumb controller actually right. In today's times, but that's what really pre-existed, the technologies that are available today.
Okay. Well, we're going to pick back up after our break with the technology that's available today. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because Multifamily Matters. We'll be right back after this break.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are talking about solutions to put money back in your budget through proper irrigation management. I want to remind everybody before we get back into the discussion that there are other ways to listen other than live here on Business 1110 KTEK. You can listen to us on a live stream at the Business KTEK website. You can listen to us on Fridays at 10 a.m. on the iHeartRadio app as well as on the Business 1110 KTEK app. And you can go anytime to the Multifamily Matters radio show website at www.multifamilyradio.com and listen to any of our archive sites, and we ask you to please go to LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter and follow us there as well. So we were talking before the break And we have in the studio Charlie Rackeson, John O'Donnell, Kelly Ellsworth, and Leslie Keene with WaterLogic. We're talking about the technology that is available today as opposed to what you described during the break as glorified kitchen timers that the systems were controlled with. Leslie, today, what type of technology is available from the standpoint of being able to properly manage an irrigation system?
Paul, today, the irrigation control systems have made a huge advancement into the weather-based. So over the last 10 to 15 years, there has been advancement with weather-based units. Those weather-based controllers have the ability to look at the weather and determine when the irrigation system should actually run or should it not run. So you take that whole element of relying on someone as a, John put it earlier, as a guess as to whether the, you know, how the system should run. So these weather-based systems are literally looking at the weather daily, bringing accurate current information into that controller so that it knows when it should be running.
And John, when we're talking about weather-based, again, I think I mentioned in the first segment that a lot of people think is rainfall as being the only factor that determines when an irrigation system needs to run, whether they get rain or not rain. There's more to it than that, isn't there?
There's a lot more to it than that, Paul, that rain is just one of five factors that needs to be looked at when you're determining should a system water or not. The most important factor is solar radiation. How much sunshine are we actually getting down to the ground? This time of year when you're seeing foggy skies in the morning that don't burn off till 11 o'clock in the morning, we're not losing as much moisture out of the soil because the rays of the sun can't get down to the soil. So solar radiation is number one. Temperature would be the second most important. Obviously, the hotter it is, the more loss of moisture we're having out of the soil. The third would be humidity, and then wind would be your fourth that depletes the soil from moisture. Rainfall and irrigation events are actually the two deposits that are put back into the soil. Mother Nature providing through rain and sprinkler events providing through watering from your system.
Great. And Kelly, I know you work with multifamily properties. What type of things do you see as far as who's actually controlling the current irrigation systems on properties when there is no high-tech solution already on the property?
Typically, the landscaper will be the one that's controlling the irrigation and shutting it off, turning the controller off and on. However, it's only when the landscaper is on site.
Right.
So if for example, they're out one time a month right now, then that's when they would be doing it. So,
and I know that in talking to some of the people in the industry, the multifamily property managers, when I've asked them in preparation for the show who controls your irrigation system, they don't know. Some of them think it's their lead maintenance tech. Some of them think it's their landscaper. And it could be, I guess, a combination of both counteracting each other's things that they're doing. So there is no real management on a lot of those properties. And as a result, there could be a tremendous amount of overwatering done. Because I think you'd mentioned that the landscapers would err on the side of overwatering than they would underwatering. So getting kind of control of it by a third party like WaterLogic, who is interested in making sure that it runs only when it needs to run, saving the client money, is important. And I guess that's what you're finding when you're talking to the multifamily properties.
That's correct. It's having the second set of eyes to look at and see what that controller is set at. With the two-way technology, we had talked earlier about the one-way technology that was in the past, but now it's cell phone technology. We can actually see changes that are made at the controller and see if they make sense. Sometimes we've seen changes that would cause detrimental effects to the landscape, and we've been able to overwrite those and put it back to the correct setting and then call the landscaper, find out what were you trying to do. That's not what was actually done at the clock. So we're able to communicate and get a better understanding of what's going on and why those changes were attempting to be made.
We need to talk a little bit about the way an irrigation system is managed through this two-way technology, and I want to save that for the next segment. But I wanted to ask Charlie, this technology and the theory of managing an irrigation system properly is not just reserved for multifamily properties. In other words, your client base includes a lot more than multifamily. What type of other clients benefit from this?
That's true, Paul. That's true. We have a tremendous number of multifamily clients. I can't necessarily remember them all, but Gray Star, Alliance, Lincoln, Francis, and many others. But we also have a significant number of commercial type clients, which would range from hospitals to office, to which would do retail and ballparks, essentially any property that has landscaping of some significance that uses some $5,000 or $6,000 a year in water, we're going to bring some significant savings and really a healthier landscape to those properties as a result of the efficient use of their water.
In other words, anybody who would be listening to this show or who knows or is involved in something other than multifamily, as long as it's not a small residential property, you could probably help them.
And I believe without a doubt we can. Our history has shown that in the money we've saved clients, and we've saved some clients hundreds of thousands of dollars, some clients over $1 million, and billions of gallons of water over our history.
Yeah, Leslie, what's the average savings that you see on an annual basis for somebody who takes care of their irrigation management properly and utilizes a service like yours?
Paul, on average, our clients see a 40% savings of their landscape irrigation water.
Mm-hmm.
That savings we have been able to achieve over the last 15 years with the solutions that we provide to our customers, that ongoing water management, where we are truly taking care of understanding and making sure the water that is put out to their landscape is put out effectively, efficiently. We term it as the right amount of water at the right time. And that's what our solutions and our water management service does. And that's what's brought us that 40% annually on average for our customers.
Yeah, I noticed in some of the literature and also on your website, it says the smarter way to water, which this evidently is the smarter way to water. John, you were talking about saving money. You were relating a story to me before the show about a large client that you had that just through the analysis process, you were able to help them save unbelievable amount of money just because you looked at their water bills and were able to find something that didn't make sense.
Yes, we had a multifamily client that we had put our technology on, and after 2 months of the technology being on there, we had discovered a pattern that was happening, and we thought maybe there was a leak or high usage because one meter was showing about a 42-43% savings. The other meter showed no savings at all. It was what I call flatlined. It was the same each month, and that was indicating a problem, like a leak. And so we met the landscaper out on the property, looked for a leak, could not find the leak, and ended up contacting the city to come out and locate that meter that we couldn't get a good reading on. And after they had gone back, he couldn't find it. He went back, found in the files an old Polaroid, if you remember what a Polaroid is, and actually saw that one meter was about 4 feet to the right of the other meter. Well, after we dug it up, you know, moved the grass out of the way, got down there and cleaned that meter off, we found that the meter had been buried and was not in a valve box, and the city had just been estimating the use of water on that meter. That's not good enough for our clients. They were having to pay water that they were not having any record that they had used. So when all was said and done, the city had to issue a credit for $85,000 because
wow.
of high usage that they had overestimated over a period of years.
I mean, that's amazing. That's actually amazing.
Huge.
And I'm assuming that's not an uncommon thing that you help a lot of clients with a lot of those types
that's
of issues.
That's a big amount, but we've helped other clients with smaller amounts also.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about it, the water bill is probably sent to the corporate office. The accounts payable person is just looking
at it.
It's a utility. I have to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just And it looked, in that particular case, I guess it looked the same to them every month. So they didn't think anything of it.
Didn't throw up a flag to them as someone in accounts payable, but to an irrigator or someone that's looking at it with a eye of a water manager, it was a red flag to us.
Yeah, yeah. That's another benefit, I guess, of having a professional irrigation manager, water manager, taking care of your property.
And that's one of the other things. A landscaper never sees those bills.
Right.
They are not looking at what's happened, and does that match with all of the hundreds of other bills that we are looking at to make sure that they're using the correct amount of water at that period of time in the climate?
Yeah, when we were talking about with Kelly earlier about who manages the system, whether it's the landscaper or the maintenance tech, they never look at the water bills. So they have no idea how much of the water they're using and how much of the owner's money that they're spending. So we're going to be back in just a minute from a break. I want to focus in on this next segment on what water management means and how it looks. When you have a client and you're managing the irrigation system for them, what's actually happening every day? What's happening behind the scenes? What does the client know and how are they informed and so forth? Because I think that's important when you turn that responsibility over someone to be able to understand how that happens. So we're going to be back from a break in just a minute. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters. Please follow us on our website, www.multifamilyradio.com. Be right back in a minute.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I would like to take a moment to quickly thank our exclusive sponsors, Ted W. Allen & Associates Insurance, eConserve, and WaterLogic. And we are talking today with WaterLogic about the solutions that multifamily properties can employ to be able to properly manage their irrigation systems, which will save them money, save them water, and increase their NOI. And we've covered in the first couple of segments the fact that most of the time when people's minds, the irrigation system is not thought about because it comes on at night and people don't give it a second thought. We talked about the fact that there's so much to it as far as weather changes, which we have in this market in Houston on almost an hourly basis. And also that there's a technology that's available today that can be employed that allows the systems to be remotely monitored from anywhere. So irrigation systems in the past, historically, were glorified kitchen timers. And now today, you've got two-way communications where you can communicate with the irrigation controller and it can communicate back to you. So what does that look like as far as WaterLogic's method of monitoring And I've been to your offices, and I've seen, I mean, you've got a dedicated area where the monitoring takes place. It's very impressive. What does that look like? Describe it to our clients, John.
That area that you were referring to is the Observation and Response Center, and that is staffed by members of our staff that look at the controllers and can actually talk to the controllers three times a day. Once is about an hour before the runtime, we send that controller the latest weather information so we know if a front has just come through and changed our weather or rain is occurring, and it can make adjustments to that. Another time we look at it is 7 a.m. in the morning. We know what the weather was that we had sent it the night before. We want to know, how did that controller respond to it? Did it water? Were there issues that occurred, like a stuck valve if we had flow, where we were measuring flow? Maybe it was a shorted valve, a valve that couldn't come on because electrically there was a problem, and it lets us know those things. And then the third time we communicate with the controller is at 3:30 in the afternoon, and we're looking for changes that may have been made by on-site personnel, whether it was a landscaper, maintenance personnel, because they've seen something, or they put down color or ryegrass and they wanted to change the system. We're able to see that and respond to it to make sure we get out the right amount of water at the right time.
So let me just give you a scenario and tell me how the system would work. Say the lead maintenance tech saw a wet spot and thought maybe the irrigation system had a leak. And so he turns off the irrigation system or turns it off to that specific area. Would you know about it?
Yes, we would get that in that 3 o'clock report. We did have a senior living community that was in Austin. It was August a couple of years ago, and we saw that the controller was off at that 3:30 report. Well, Austin, Texas, middle of August, it's hot. So I called the maintenance director and asked, you know, if there was a reason for that. Didn't get him, got his cell phone, and left him a message. He calls me back 30 minutes later. He's actually in Chicago on vacation. And he was saying that, no, they were moving plant material and it had to water tonight because there were new plants that they had just installed. And so I asked him, you want me to turn it on from here? And he goes, you can do that from Houston? I said, yes, sir, not a problem. So we were able to turn it on. He was able to have a good vacation and come back to a green, healthy landscape.
You know, it seems to me like this technology, and obviously the technology is one thing, but having someone to properly manage it is the most important thing. But to have a service like WaterLogix, to be able to have that, it also gives them peace of mind. Do you find that, Kelly, with your clients?
Oh, absolutely. We are water managers, and that is what we do all day, every day. We are focused on managing the water for these properties. So it definitely gives our clients peace of mind. And over the years, we've been able to save millions of dollars and water and billions of gallons.
Yes.
So, yeah, very astounding numbers.
You had mentioned something about the fact that Charlie, you mentioned healthier landscapes. And John, you had mentioned that there was a client you had, I think it was a mall, where the client had some expensive palm trees that kept dying. And once they employed your services and the technology, that ended and they saved a lot of money out of their budget. What was that?
That was a situation where it was a mall and they have beautiful palms, and they expected a certain loss of those palms due to not putting out the correct amount of water. But we were able to maintain the proper moisture level, because guys in the field, if a little bit's good, a little bit more is better, and they end up overwatering, and you don't want those palms sitting in holes of water is basically what they ended up with.
Right.
And we were able to maintain the moisture level so that we had correct moisture in the palms thrived.
Yeah, and Leslie, we, you know, when you're talking about, what was it you called the center where everybody's?
Observation and Response Center.
And you're talking about having staff members there. Somebody had mentioned to me that your key staff members have over a couple hundred years of industry expertise and experience. What type of people are actually looking at that system on a daily basis? They're not just people looking at a monitor. They have expertise.
We do. The staff that we have licensed irrigators on staff by the state of Texas. We have certified landscape water manager on staff. There's just a handful basically in the country, and we're fortunate enough to have one of those on our staff. We do have our licensed water managers. They're licensed irrigation technicians and people, but they go a lot further than that. Just being a licensed irrigator in the state of Texas gives you some knowledge of irrigation systems. When you're actually working from a licensed aspect and a certified aspect, and you're truly a water manager, you are caring about what happens to that customer's landscape. You're caring about what happens with the water usage on that landscape. And our dedicated, experienced team every day is doing that for clients. And that's, as Kelly said, that's what we do all day long, every day.
And Charlie, it's not just these experienced and qualified folks that you have in the office that are doing the management. It's also some folks in the field.
Absolutely, Paul. I think the key to our success and the key to our clients' successes through our water management services is the fact that we all, we all share a passion, a very strong passion in assisting people and caring about their properties and caring about their landscapes. And I think that that attitude is what really makes us shine and makes the clients' properties improve and shine as well.
Yeah. And Kelly, you mentioned something that was, I think, very important, that all WaterLogic does is irrigation water management. And when we were talking about landscapers, they may be a landscaper, and then they change hats and they're an irrigation person, and then they change hats and they're a pest control person or installer of flowers. But WaterLogic dedicates 100% of its time to irrigation water management.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what our focus is. Our focus is managing the water on irrigation systems for properties all day, every day. And managers, they have so many things that they are worrying about, and they have so many duties every day. And they can rest assured that we are taking care of that, that that is our job every day, is to manage their water. And to put money back into their pocket so that they can allocate it to other expenses.
It goes back in their budget. Charlie, we have about 25 seconds before we go to the break. I just wanted you to tell a little bit about how well do you get along with the landscapers?
Well, Paul, we work significantly well. We work with between 250 and 300 landscapers throughout the communities, and they're appreciative of the services that we offer. Because we make their jobs easier, simpler, and they can become more proficient at what they do, which is mowing, edging, weeding, pruning, fertilizing, all the activities that a landscaper does and should do. And it frees them up from having to be responsible for trying to gauge and work effectively with the irrigation system, which is literally almost impossible for them to do on a daily basis as we do.
That's great. Well, we're going to be back with our final segment in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters. We'll be right back.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Thank you, and welcome back to Multifamily Matters. We have a team from WaterLogic in here today, and we're talking about solutions for your property to be able to put more money back into your budget through using professional irrigation water management. And we've covered a lot of stuff over the first three segments, and we're going to wrap it up here, and we're going to let all of our listeners know how to get in touch with you guys in just a second. But I wanted to kind of cover the fact of why saving money is important to the multifamily properties. And Charlie, I know that you've had some involvement in multifamily properties from an investment standpoint. But obviously, with today's volatile market, you know, a property is up for sale and then it bought by someone else and it's up for sale again. It just changes hands all the time. But everybody thinks they can do a great job of managing that property and cutting those costs. And being able to increase your NOI is also going to increase the property value when it comes time to put a property on the market. So how does this accomplish part of that goal?
Well, Paul, when we are on a property, obviously by increasing the efficiency that's employed in the use of the water, then the client saves money. And in the multifamily industry, there's a multiple that's applied when someone purchases a property so that they can base their return on their investment, or NOI as you call it, on their capital expense. And so anytime you can save the client money and it goes to their bottom line, then they're going to receive many times that amount of savings when they market their property.
Exactly. And then, as I said, with the volatility in the market, I think that's an important fact. And so let's talk about how a interested person in the industry, if they had a desire to get in touch with you guys, how they do it and what qualifies a property and what you will do as far as any type of analysis and so forth. Kelly?
Thank you, Paul. So if you would like to get in touch with us, you can actually go to our website, which is waterlogic-texas.com. Our contact information is on the website, and you can easily get in touch with us that way.
And so tell me, what will you do when they contact you? What's the process?
Well, the first process is we actually provide a complimentary site analysis, and it's actually a two-phase process. So we perform a site analysis as well as a water analysis. So we will come out to your property and inspect the controllers, and we can actually note on our analysis what condition the controllers are in, the location of the controllers. It's actually very, very helpful information to property managers. And then we will look at 12 months of water bills to perform a water analysis as well.
So they'll have to provide you with some water bills, but that's about it. You do the rest.
We do the rest. That's, yes, absolutely.
That's great. It sounds very simple. And I think we mentioned earlier in the show that if a property has $4,000 to $5,000 in water usage, they need to call you for a complimentary analysis and see what you can do to help them. And obviously, they're going to end up getting a proposal. And if it makes sense and they bring you on board, they're not going to have to worry about the irrigation system anymore.
That's absolutely correct, Paul.
That's wonderful. So I want to thank our guests, Charlie Rackeson, John O'Donnell, Kelly Ellsworth, and Leslie Keene, all from WaterLogic. Give them a call. Let them tell you what they can do to help you on your properties. We are here each and every Friday at 10 a.m. on Business 1110 KTEK. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.